This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and the airroom workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail. Felix and the crew out there from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And it also goes for our suicide jockeys. Tom, I hope you're feeling better. Hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, Chairman of the Republican Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as host of Military Matters, then we've got retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
What a day, what a week, and a tremendous event we had over 9/11 Sunday, and thanks for coming up there. I know it was a long day for you.
It was. I expected a lot out of Mission Barbecue, but I'll tell you what, it's like I told the gal that was in charge there that it exceeded expectations. That was an incredible event. I wish it had gotten more news attention than it did, but it was fantastic, and of course you were a big part of that. But I was amazed at the folks that were there. That was great, great Americans and great folks with personal experience.
You bet.
In 9/11 and the events since.
You bet. And let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. You ready, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United,
States of
America.
America.
And to the Republic,
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible
with liberty,
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, I'm going to start about something that wasn't on our list, but I've got to mention this because it's so stupid that here we go again with the horse going backwards, leading the president. Now, Joe Biden said something yesterday that was just unbelievable at a speech in Massachusetts, and he said it three times in the exact same way. He was ranting about the United States camera in what was obviously a brain freeze. Now, I believe he meant to say the United States of America, because he used it in this manner. He says, "This is the United States camera, for God's sake." I'm pretty sure he meant to say, "This is the United States of America, for God's sake," to get his point across. But what a dope.
Yeah, of course, the audience you're speaking to, you expect even a rational, right-minded president speaking to his party to throw out red meat there. The Republicans do it as well, but that, of course, in his irrational exuberance throwing out red meat, he is, as Joe is prone to do, make some pretty crazy statements like that. And so it takes folks like us to decipher, well, what did he really mean? And unfortunately, so a lot of times what he really means is almost as frightening as the crazy stuff that comes out of his mouth, huh?
Now, you would think that he would at least memorize the line that he tries to say from the Declaration of Independence. You would think that he would do that. But once again, he did it again. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all, and this and yeah, and that, yeah, boy, oh boy.
Yeah, your key words was you would think. Well, there's some non-thinking going on in there. And like you said, yeah, you got to, if you're going to get anything down and you're going to throw out the red meat right there, boy, you better get the founding document of the Declaration of Independence straight. Because that's embarrassing.
And he did get one line out there, which which was with his stretch of the truth. He said, and I quote, "We've gone from economic crisis to economic resurgence." Wait a minute. Aren't we in a recession?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, my commentary on the headlines of Ukraine. You got to avoid irrational exuberance, and that is totally irrational exuberance, not founded in evidence, by even the in-between, you know, those that are campaigning to win over the House and the Senate and in 2024 the presidency for conservatives. That's far off the mark. You and I and the average Americans know differently than that, because there's too many stubborn facts out there that Americans have to live with day to day. I see it because I even go to places like Walmart and Target, and I've noticed that they've changed the way they do the shelving and all that, and I'm going out for a particular item, and items I can always find there I can't, of all types of items, because now it's a supply thing, and they're very quiet about that because they don't want to hurt business, of course.
Yeah.
They're not stupid, but I notice it.
Okay.
I have to go other places that I used to be able to do one-stop
that
shopping.
Up. We're going to be taking a break, and we'll be right back with more. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we're going to talk about Ukraine and all the stuff going on there when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, right after this is me telling you about Moss Nissan and all those Moss Nissan dealerships they've got around the countryside from here, there, and everywhere. And let me tell you something. If you want to buy a vehicle and know that it's going to be taken care of right anytime it needs to be repaired, and you're going to have a warranty that's going to stand behind it, and you're going to get a tremendous deal to boot, then Moss Nissan's the place to go. Now, Moss spells their name M-A-U-S, and they have dealerships in Crystal River, the full flagship station, or just dealership is up in Newport Richey at 1954, plus they have Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, but coming soon, they're getting there, the all-new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. It's going to be a beautiful place. You're going to love it. Taj Mahal of Taj Mahals, and they're going to be wheeler-dealing when they open up the doors there. And remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save package, which means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors, too, get great deals on the vehicles that they choose to purchase. Now, don't forget Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So, check them out online, MAUSNissan.com, MossNissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because their motto is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Moss Nissan. All right, back to our friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Trusty day in the neighborhood. And by the way, we're going to get a little rain today, so I'm sure you're going to be doing
what else is new. We're well over the amount of rain that we are supposed to have on average here in Florida. It's soggy every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Joe Biden, Once again, we were talking about him and some things you just can't leave alone. This is one of them. Joe Biden has made a prediction. He said it's going to be a difficult 2 years ahead, especially if the Democrats lose the Congress.
Well, recovery from what the Biden administration has done in a very short time, even if regardless, is going to be a painful 2 years. You can't get out of this hole we've dug immediately. And I think that's what he's counted on. So, you'd expect that to do that, looking ahead to this thing. Because, you know, we've talked about this the last couple of weeks. This is the last straw that they have to do, is to try to excite the Democratic base, one, to make sure that they show up to vote, because the message is not a winning message. The facts on the ground are not winning messages. And so we shouldn't be surprised that he would continue to do this thing. But that's mainly just to make sure that the Democratic base shows out in force so that they can salvage what they can. So, yeah, he may say some crazy, stupid things, but he's being directed by some people that can think that at least we'll try to win elections or stop, forestall a Republican takeover in the House and the Senate. So that shouldn't be surprising, but you got to divulge the truth from within.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ukraine is seeing some big victories. It looks like they've taken back about 1,000 square miles of territory that Russia had held, and it looks like as if Russia has just literally given up, left some of their tanks and their heavy equipment behind, and taken off their uniforms and walked out of Ukraine towards Belarus, I guess.
Yeah, this is my message, Captain, on Ukraine. We need to try very hard to avoid irrational exuberance on Ukraine. Yeah, the news the last couple of days will lead us one way, but in some ways, you got to think about this. Russia's been fighting a war to defeat the Ukrainian forces. They have that advantage. They continue to have that advantage despite whatever they've left behind and all that. And the only thing that's fortifying Ukraine is foreign aid and weapons and the like. And the United States has taken a forefront of that because Europe has not stepped up economically, diplomatically, or militarily, many of them, to the extent they would. So the United States is filling that gap. And it is in a time of inflation, and our military is paying the price for that. So what will we do? The argument will be, if we look at that, we'll say, hey, we can make a difference if we just continue to funnel American treasure into the Ukraine. Well, there's a downside to that. You cannot build up our own deterrence and fight wars either on the southern border or against China, which we quit paying attention last few days, if you'll notice.
Yeah.
And there's only one guy, one talking head that I've paid attention last couple of days. There's only, I think that Tucker Carlson is the only one that has them on regularly, and that's Colonel McGregor,
mm-hmm.
who warns, hey, listen, a great chunk of all the weaponry that we apply to Ukraine cannot be accounted for. Much like what we did in Vietnam, much like what we've done in Afghanistan and in Iraq, cannot be accounted for. We don't know where we're going to. So be careful. Prognosticate. Let's say that there was any truth and that Russia was to do what I think is the unthinkable and come up with an exit strategy from Ukraine. I don't see that happening. It's not going to happen because those that are criticizing Putin within Russia are pushing him to double down on the war and fight it to win. And he's not going anywhere. It's a protracted war, and it's one that plays to Russia's advantage, not Ukraine's advantage. So what will happen? Let's say Russia did extract itself from there. Are we going to find ourselves in the next 20 years with weaponry that was in the hands of either pro-Russian people in the Ukraine, they're there, or people that are interested in their own power that are not supporters of Zelensky, only has their own power, and there is a virtual civil war, an insurgency inside Ukraine, and then, wow, here we go again, deja vu, we're fighting counterinsurgency efforts in Ukraine like we did in Afghanistan in America's longest war. Be careful. Avoid irrational exuberance, because the neocons in America and the left-wing progressives in the Biden administration are not, they don't have the same motivations, but they are playing together on this, and it will be at America's expense. It's not an America first. You notice, look at all the Republicans in Congress that are America first right there. They've been pretty quiet about this.
Yeah.
These kind of headlines make them be quiet, and that should not happen. We need to be rationally exuberant. We need to look ahead. What is our strategy? We've talked about this for months now. We still don't have a strategy, and it needs to be laid out. That's the biggest shortfall. Just continue to throw money and weaponry at Ukraine is not a winning strategy. Biden should know that. Putin knows it, and the Russians there know that. And so be careful, America. Read the headlines carefully. Read the tea leaves. Look ahead. Look at history.
Well, you mentioned China. China is trying to turn U.S. tech against America by using whatever means they have available.
Well, absolutely. And what happened, because U.S. tech and many other corporations, they're global corporations. They're not American corporations. They're not America first. There's money to be made across the board. You look at our sports industries, you look at all our industries that are invested there, and tech in particular, which relies on hardware and software to do what they're doing, and the money that comes from the Chinese market and the Chinese markets, which are expanding globally. And so nobody should be surprised. China's playing the long game. We're not very good at the long game. China's playing the long game, and they're winning that long game. So lo and behold, why should we be surprised that big tech, which we've always seen as being non-America first, would be playing China? It's all about the money. And that's where the money's at.
Yep. It is all about the money, and you are right. And that's why we need to keep our eyes on the prize over there. And like you said, there's things that are disappearing, and we don't even know where some of this stuff is. And that sounds like Vietnam all over again.
Yeah, it's unfortunately. We got to learn the lessons of history. You know, I was thinking about, I close out here, I know we're getting close to the break, but, you know, I taught sixth graders geography subbing yesterday, and I got to thinking about what went on at Mission Barbecue and the 9/11, and the folks that there were the converted. They were patriots. They were people that remember. They were people that have never forgotten and that stay busy trying to make sure America never forgets. But I was interested, I asked the sixth graders about what they did to never forget about 9/11. And I'm sorry, it wasn't a good news story. So
hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're going to stick around for another segment. We appreciate that. We'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice signaled in a filing Monday that it would accept a special master candidate proposed by President Trump's legal team for overseeing a review of the documents the FBI took from a raid at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. Judge Raymond Deary is the choice. The Biden administration urged railroads and unions to reach a deal to avoid a railroad work stoppage, saying it would pose an unacceptable outcome to the U.S. economy that could cost $2 billion a day. Engineer out of Idaho, Paul Lindsay on WGRZ Buffalo.
It comes down purely to working conditions, oppressive attendance policies, being forced to work at all hours of the day and night.
Monday Night Football last night, the Seattle Seahawks outlasted the Denver Broncos 17-16. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's the Captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
You betcha. Dr. Bill is a guy that saved my left leg because I was running the risk of losing it because of what was going on with me. And it's something that happened as a result of the World Trade Center. But he has helped me, and we're back on track again, and everything is looking good compared to what it was, which is a remarkable feat amongst itself. Thank God for small favors and somebody that used to be in the Navy that's a combat wound care doctor. All right, and back to our buddy, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Kevin Wright, the United States Army. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
I want to mention our friend Fred down in Fort Lauderdale, who just chimed in, and he said, not like Obama's preacher of 20 years, the not very Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who used to say, GD America. In church on Sunday, we sang God Bless America. Well, that's great. That's great. A lot of people did. Matter of fact, I think they sang it there at Mission Barbecue. But anyway, it's Fred chiming in. He says, listening live stream, Fort Lauderdale. Well, thank you very much, Fred. We appreciate that. And again, on this program, it's all about America because we are Americans first. So that's the way we look at it.
Yeah, amen. And Fred is right. But, it's easy for us America First folks to kind of live in a bubble because we associate and we talk to one another and all that. to understand that many Americans have very short-term memories. They've forgotten what went on for 8 years in the Obama administration. Many Americans have forgotten to carry on with their children and grandchildren the lessons that we should have learned from 9/11, those lessons that brought us together for a short time in history, and the benefit of that. And the war against America first, and it takes on a different flavor, because those that are not America first, they learn and they apply lessons learned. So instead of preaching the same way that might have been talked about by the Jeremiah Wrights and the like that, they take a different little attack, and even a very inept person like Biden has at least fed some of the new lies and new approaches, which can sound sexy and interesting to some, but are failures. They're not America first. They're not about investing in America and the principles which have made America and are the only way that we can continue to restore and preserve America under the United States Constitution, which is what all Americans need to be dedicated to. And that is not a party line. That is an American line.
Now, we had one of our representatives from Washington State, Representative Jaya Powell. She's in charge of the House Minority Caucus, or Black Caucus, or whatever the heck they call themselves. But she had a tweet out there which was praising and memorializing the 9/11 terrorists, the hijackers. And that got taken down yesterday because I guess there were so many complaints that she took it down because of the complaints. But even to put something like that up to begin with just was not tasteful.
Well, the fact that it had to be taken down after complaints were waged instead of the fact checkers doing that. I read an interesting story that talked about how silent the fact checkers have been on the Biden spokeswoman and checking her facts. And it used to be every word out of the mouth of President Trump's mouth was fact checked. And even if it was only, if it was 90% correct, they would highlight the 10% where it might have been a little bit off the mark. And now you got something that's 90 to 100% off the mark and silence amongst the big tech fact checkers. Go figure.
So you've got Visa, you've got American Express, and you've got MasterCard, all tracking the gun sales by credit card. And Visa caved. They were the last ones. They said that they would recategorize their gun purchases so the Democrats can flag them. In the meantime, MasterCard is praising gun control, the action from Congress, and American Express just came along, I guess, because they didn't want to be left out in the cold.
Yeah, America's civil liberties be damned is what that takes. And that's another place where they're silent because, well, the end justifies the means. If we're going to remove weapons out of the hands of citizenry and make it harder for them, we got to do something to increase gun sales, even though the vast majority of the increased gun sales has gone into law-abiding citizens because the criminals don't buy it in such a way to where they'll be tracked by Visa and all that. So that's a stunner, but hey, you and I aren't surprised, and most thinking Americans aren't surprised, but the scary thing is the Constitution, civil liberties, big damn, because the end justifies the means. It's all about taking weapons and the right of self-defense that Americans enjoyed through the United States Constitution for 250 years and impaling it and getting rid of it. Yeah, that's the story there.
Let's see if you'd be surprised by this admission. The New York Times is admitting that the pollsters are overestimating the Democratic candidates due to persistent and unaddressed biases. Sounds like 2020 and 2016 all over again.
Yeah. The stunning thing about that is where it came from. It's funny. Every once in a while, I'll even look at some of the what is become increasingly left media, but every once in a while, what you can only generally sometimes find in the Wall Street Journal or other places that run, kind of take a center, a more unbiased course, but every once in a while you put a nugget out of ABC or, you know, the New York Times or something like that, and generally you can only find that in the New York Post. But, very interesting. Interesting times we live in, both with the facts on the ground and what gets reported in the media of all types.
Now, it's been reported by several news agencies that President Trump and Queen Elizabeth were friends, and she liked him and he liked her. And we find out now that the White House says only Joe and Jill Biden have been invited to the Queen's funeral, and that President Trump has, in fact, been snubbed.
I don't know what the truth is, but it's funny when I was starting to think about the big purple Barney dinosaur when you said, I like you, you like me.
Yep.
That's kind of where we live in. I don't know what that is. Of course, Biden and the First Lady, they're the president and all that, so of course they're going to get an invitation, and I don't know what the truth is behind that. I think that the monarchy and certainly the Queen, their memory, they would not be that way. Yeah, the American press would be that ugly and make up facts, but to the Queen's credit and all that, that's not the kind of cards that she would play. And I don't think that King Charles, and certainly not the new prime minister who will be traveling around with King Charles around the kingdom, would play that card. So, yeah, the truth is always somewhere else other than what it seems to be portrayed to be by those that continue to hate Trump and want to make sure that he doesn't run again for re-election.
Well, again, they are trying to make this all about Donald Trump. They feel, the Democrats feel that this is a winning thing for them because it sort of worked for them in 2020. So they're trying to make this all about Donald Trump. But we need to make it all about the incompetence of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They have been totally incompetent.
Yeah, that's true regardless of whether President Trump announces to run again or not. We got quality candidates. We got all kinds of folks who would be, oh, goodness gracious, my dog Hank, a Republican dog, would be a better choice for president than to re-elect Biden or Kamala Harris. But we got choices after that. So you're right. The message is the failed Biden administration and anybody that's advocating for that. And that's true state wide too, like Charlie Crist here in the state of Florida.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend. Have a great day.
All right, Captain. Have a great day.
All righty. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. I'll be back with more. Final segment coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, sir. And this portion, final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor, located down there in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, the great thing about them is all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs here in the local areas. Now, you can give them a call, especially if you're out of state, and you have a need for either some parts or maybe you want to buy some blind shades or shutters. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Set up for an appointment if you want to have service. Have them stop by your home or whatever, or your business. Again, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, a lot of fires out west. I haven't said much about it until now, but I am going to repeat something for my brother and sister firefighters, especially the smoke eaters out there in California, Oregon, and Washington State, where they've got some big trouble. Now, on Monday, firefighters continued to battle the wildfires that have forced evacuations and created hazardous air quality in California, Oregon, and Washington. At least 92 wildfires have scorched some 728,000 acres, mainly in the Northwest, as high temperatures and dry conditions make the blazes even stronger. Now in California, the Mosquito Fire District has burned about 73 square miles. It's only 10% contained, and it could destroy some 5,000 buildings. Now, about 11,000 people in two nearby counties are currently under evacuation orders. Meanwhile, 5,000 firefighters are fighting 18 fires that have burned more than 400 square miles across Oregon and Washington as of Saturday. Now, more than 49,000 fires have burned across the U.S. this year so far, making 2022 the most active wildfire season in a decade. And then you have the fact that scientists predict that intense wildfires will become more common, even with the dramatic cuts to the greenhouse gas emissions. The risk of extreme blazes could increase by 14% by the year 2030. Well, I guess my point, folks, is you got to be careful. When you go out, you go into the woods, you start a fire, campfire, whatever the situation might be, you have got to be careful. It doesn't take much to start a fire. It really doesn't. So keep that in mind. And always make sure your campfire is out when you leave. Always make sure. There's a way to do it. If you don't have water, bury it in dirt. Bury it in dirt. That'll do it. Okay, well, today is Tuesday. And I will be over at Mission Barbecue in West Waters. Here's
Hi,
more.
Folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And we're always happy to see you. We put some tables together. We sit there. We have a great time. We converse about all sorts of stuff. It's not just talking about politics or whatever. We talk about all sorts of stuff. Sometimes we'll talk about fishing, talk about baseball, talk about football, whatever the group wants to discuss. Doesn't matter to us. And it's always a great group of people that shows up. Look forward to seeing them again today. And you can be part of that group. We'll be over at 5600 West Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway. Two traffic lights on the right. You'll see us. Two traffic lights on the right. Look for the big flag up in the air and a big old deuce and a half out front that says Mission Barbecue. Okay, let me see here. Somebody just chimed in. Let's see what this is all about. Hey, caller, I'll get to you in just a second. Okay. All right. Nothing important, so I won't worry about that. And Sondi. Yeah, you're right, Sondi. She's saying pray for the safety of the firefighters in California. Yep, California, Oregon, Washington State, bad fires there. Bad fires there. So there you go. Now, before I get to the caller, I got one more thing I want to mention here. And that is, in the current state of affairs and where we find ourselves right now, oil, if this railroad strike takes place, a lot of oil is transported by train to the refineries and whatnot. And if they can't move that oil because they're on strike, there'll be a spike in price. What it'll go up to, don't know. Will it stay where it's at? Probably not. Will it lower? Nope. So you need to get yourself prepared. Because, again, if the railroad goes on strike like they say they're going to, a lot of things are going to come to a halt with all these container cars that are out there doing whatever they're doing. Now, let me see if I can find this. Get ready, because we are going to have our treat of the day for everybody that's out there. So here it comes. Get ready. Get set. Lock and load it. Because here comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, across America. Let me say this. Can someone tell the governor of New York to please move to California and take all your Democrat people out to California? Because you're a disaster. Your policies are a disaster. You're not for democracy. You're for totalitarian rule. And you've run New York in the ground, okay, like de Blasio. So please move to California. Let me say something about the NFL real quick, okay? Did you see Denver? They fumbled twice at the one-yard line. Tim Tebow would have never fumbled at the one-yard line. Why do I say about Tim Tebow? Because Tim Tebow won the Heisman Trophy, and he's 10 times better than the quarterbacks that are starting in the NFL, and he won two national championships and won a playoff game. It's a disgrace, okay? I'll take Tim Tebow and the New York Jets and win the Super Bowl. Let me say, Dallas Cowboys, you're out with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott can't hold Tim Tebow's jockstrap, Jerry, but you'd rather lose than put Tebow in there. Let me say this to the American people, to the individual, because God is an individual God. If all you did today was say, "Dear Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart, my soul, and my mind, and possess me with your Holy Spirit. Let me live for you." Today would be the greatest day of your life. In Jesus' name, stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for Jesus Christ. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa, direct and to the point. Now, I'll be over again today, 11:30 to 1:30, at the Mission Barbecue, West Waters. It's Have Lunch with the Captain Day over there. If you want to stop on by, feel free. Always happy to see you. Got a great group of people that'll be there. Looking forward to seeing the guys and the girls. And, of course, our good friend Felicia from Mission Barbecue, who put on a tremendous event on Sunday. She gets a gold star for that one. And our buddy Greg Gross, too, right there in the mix. Okay. We'll still be talking about the Queen, I'm sure, tomorrow. We'll still be talking about Joe Biden and Kamala. What will they insert in their mouth this time? Both feet? One foot? An arm? A leg? Or what? Have yourself a great day, everybody. God bless America, and I'll see you all tonight on the Radio, 2 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.